You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Federal Communications Commission is one of the federal agencies in charge of regulating the internet. And under Donald Trump, the FCC, as it's called, basically decided that it wouldn't regulate the internet. That's all set to change in January when Joe Biden takes office. And Sarah Morrison here at Recode is here to talk about it. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how's it going?
So walk me back 4 years ago, Trump takes office and he designates a new chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. What has Pai's policy platform been like at the FCC?
Pai's sort of tenure will probably be defined by his desire to sort of deregulate everything and sort of take as much authority that the FCC has over as many industries as possible, sort of cede that. And if you've heard of the FCC over the last couple of years, it's probably in regards to net neutrality.
Net neutrality is, remind me.
So net neutrality just basically told, internet service providers that they have to treat all traffic and services equally. They can't, charge more if you access certain sites or use certain services. And, the Trump FCC kind of set about repealing that, almost immediately.
So what impact did all this deregulation have on the internet?
So, there were concerns, especially with, rescinding net neutrality, that, internet service providers were then charging more for things, mm-hmm. Like how cable companies charge you more if you want to access like certain, channels, which doesn't seem to have happened. But of course, there's nothing preventing them from doing that still. We've also seen media and telecommunications companies kind of continue to merge and consolidate and become larger and less competitive, like, T-Mobile and Sprint. It does seem like he's done a lot to help rural and remote areas get more broadband access. And we are now starting to see 5G sort of high speed internet become more widely available. But then again, there's still the open question of, do people who have lower incomes have a way to afford those services, mm-hmm. which the pandemic has shown us just sort of how essential they are, for like schoolwork, health, ordering food. So when you see stories of like kids going to Taco Bell to be able to, have school to do their schoolwork, that probably didn't have to happen. And maybe it wouldn't have if we had had a different approach to the FCC under different leadership, which we might get now.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So Ajit Pai will leave when Donald Trump leaves office, or tell me how that works.
So the president gets to appoint the chair. So Pai is the chair now, appointed by Trump.
Okay.
And so he won't be the chair anymore. He can still stay on as a commissioner. That kind of never happens. Going from being the chair back to a commissioner is just not done. So it's pretty likely that he will he won't be the chair, and it's pretty likely that he will leave also. But, he could conceivably still stay on as commissioner, yeah.
I guess, what does it mean for the FCC under Biden? I mean, do we have any idea about what his agency might focus on?
So the thing I've heard from, I think, pretty much everybody that I've spoken to about this is that, bridging the digital divide in a way that sort of both provides access and affordability is just going to be priority number one. The real open question here is, will the Senate go to the Republicans, and how hard will they make it to accomplish these things?
Sarah Morrison, reporter here at Recode. You can read more of her work at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.